Let's talk to Karen Ayala. She is the executive director of the DuPage County Health Department. Hey, Karen, thanks for joining us today. You're on WGN.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
You know, as much as we talk on this radio station about things going on in Cook County, DuPage is, maybe the second most populous county in the area? How are you all doing over there?
Indeed, we are the second most populous, and we unfortunately have seen over 11,000 cases of COVID confirmed since the beginning of the pandemic, and even more sadly, we have had over 500 deaths attributed to COVID. That said, however, we have been kind of mitigating our risk and keeping our cases at a low level because of the actions of many of our residents, such as masking, as you were just talking about.
Yeah, right. Well, do you know what your infection rate is, or the positivity rate, the one that for the Chicago area is 3.5 or something like that? What is it for DuPage County? Do you know the number?
Yes, if you give me. We have our most recent positivity rate is sitting at 3.16.
Yeah, so a little late then. I think the number I quoted was the state average. I don't know what it is for Chicago. Imagine it's a little higher.
Right.
So are you satisfied with that? Is that understood to be a pretty safe number then?
Satisfied is probably overstating it a little bit because we've seen it bouncing around. I would be much happier if it was and stayed at a lower level because we're seeing jumps in the positivity, and those jumps can have major impact in the course of the disease in our communities for weeks and months to come. So it's satisfied based upon it's much lower than it was at the height, but concerned that people are going to become complacent and move off doing some of the really important things that we're doing right now, not seeing that need any longer.
Karen Ayala is the executive director of the DuPage County Health Department. So what are the big cities then in DuPage County? What are your big areas?
Well, of course, Naperville is in DuPage. It's in a number of counties. Wheaton is our county seat. We have Addison, West Chicago, Glendale Heights, Elmhurst. And so we have 34 communities within DuPage County. Mm-hmm. And again, being that kind of regional hub and metropolitan area, we are influenced and we are in this together with our neighbors all around us.
Well, how much authority does a county health director have, right? Like, can you institute a mandatory mask rule, or can you close down businesses? How much authority do you have?
So my understanding is that the authority to make those kinds of decisions does not come from the local public health authority. We can provide recommendations. We can provide strong recommendations. However, between the governor and the county board chair, most of the legal authority is retained in those positions.
So then what's happening in the restaurants in Naperville then? Are they, I guess they're under the same jurisdiction as the state, so you guys can't have more than now 25% patrons? I'm trying to remember what the number of people that can be inside is.
Yes,
now.
It's actually a little higher. Chicago, I believe, is slightly lower. We're at 50%.
50 people. Oh, really? So Naperville can still have that many. 50 people or 50%. And so then, and are people, so then, because Naperville is just such a hub, are people adhering to that? Are people pretty much honoring that?
By and large, they are. And I think that increasingly businesses understand that, you know, it's kind of similar to when we went through the smoke-free Illinois process. People were afraid, and business owners were afraid that their their business would be diminished because they put these guidelines in place, and actually people are enjoying them more. And I think that's important to realize with COVID as well. If people feel safe going into these businesses and restaurants and don't feel like they're putting their health at risk, I think they'll be much more likely to go out and support their local businesses.
I think when this story of 2020 gets written, it'll be written that way. I think that's that, Karen. If your concern is on the one hand the economy and the other hand the health, and those are the sort of two weights that the president and the governors have all tried to, you know, balance, we're going to learn that the way you take care of the economy is to favor the health. You have to make sure that people are healthy and that they feel safe before the economy can recover. I trust you agree with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree. And I think that it's been very unfortunate that we've pitted one against the other, because I think they're inextricably linked. And you cannot have one without the other. So while so much of the last several weeks and months has been spent with this vitriol going back and forth between business and public health, I really feel like until we embrace that notion, we are not going to be successful.
Have you been able to do any contact tracing?
We have been doing contact tracing since the very beginning, because local health departments are charged with doing that for many communicable diseases.
So give me an example. Can you walk me through an instance where you did that, and what did you find?
Sure. So what happens during this process, and it starts with a case investigation. So an individual goes to be tested, their information is collected, including their phone number and address. Their test comes back positive. That lab result then is sent to the local health department. Then within 24 hours, local health departments are working to reach back out to that individual, to call them, to get some additional information, things like were they on a plane between Schaumburg and New York City over the last week? Who did they have contact with for a sustained period of time?
Right. Well, I suspect that, but here's the question. So then when you ask them that, how forthcoming are people? Do they say, oh, thank you for asking me this? Or do they feel, or do they get defensive? And when they do give the names of that next, say, generation of people that they were in touch with, you know, that next layer of people, then do you contact those people? And what do they say? I want to continue this conversation in just a minute, and we'll pick it up right there. Karen Ayala is on a phone line. She's the executive director of the DuPage County Health Department. All the focus is on Cook County, but there's the second largest one in the metropolitan area. Karen Ayala is an executive director for the DuPage County Health Department. We should talk to you more often, Karen, because you represent a large part of our audience. It's not all about Chicago and Cook County. I appreciate you giving us some of your time today.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Well, I asked you just a moment ago, you were telling us how contact tracing works. So after somebody tests positive, the department in 24 hours reaches out to that person. They say, where were you? When they say, here's where I was, what happens when you call the next layer of people they came in contact with?
Then we inform those people that they had been in close contact with somebody. We encourage them to be tested provide them with the healthcare guidance that they should be modifying their behavior for a period of time, because at that point they're considered a close contact and they need to really reduce their activity in public for a period of 14 days. So as you alluded to prior to the break, I think that it has become increasingly challenging to get people to answer the call. And so we have actually branded a campaign to encourage people to answer the call, because we know that the only way to bring an end to this until a vaccine is available is to make sure that people who have the virus are identified, and that people who have come into contact with the virus and may develop symptoms stay away for a period of time from others, so that we can really reduce the infectivity within our communities.
Do you go to a third layer then? The not just the person that I was in contact with, but then the person that person was in contact with?
We do not, not at this point. And I'm not sure capacity allowing that we will ever get to that point. Early on, we had estimates that each case had come into contact with probably 100 or so people in the 24 to 48 hours ahead of time, and that certainly is providing us with enough work to track down.
If you called me and I said and told me I tested positive, and then you asked me who I'd come in contact with so that you could trace it, you're getting 100 other contacts?
Early on in the investigation, because people were, remember, in February, March, we didn't have any restrictions on our activity. And
So,
if you went to the grocery store, you went to your kid's volleyball game or things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. God, that's daunting, isn't it? That's kind of frightening.
It has been. And I think it points to the need for the stay-at-home order, because I think that most of us don't even realize how many people, quite literally, we touch on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Were people hesitant to give you even the contact information they have now, like, who are you people? And, okay, I believe you're the county health department, but I'm not giving you the names and numbers of all of these people. For one thing, I don't want to be shamed. And secondly, I'm not going to do it. Do you run into something like that?
Right. Fortunately, we don't very often. Unfortunately, we see the numbers increasing a little bit of people who are unwilling to participate in the investigation. We have highly trained and expanded capacity to do this kind of case investigation within our staff, and now we're bringing additional folks in to assist us with that. But again, there may be people who refuse to comply, and we may have to go through a different process to get that information. But again, it's out of our only interest in reducing the spread of communicable disease that we're asking these questions. And so we very much appreciate, and we feel like this is a really important factor in getting our communities back to normal.
Can people in DuPage County get tested for free?
They can. We have stood up a site at the county campus located in Wheaton, Illinois. We run tests beginning at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday through Saturday schedule right now. We've collected over 10,000 samples already. And with the samples collected at our location, we have about a 2.6 positivity rate.
What's the turnaround? How long does it take to get the results?
We have been very fortunate in working with a lab that has helped keep the turnaround time very low. So right now we're at between 3 and 4 days turnaround.
Although, I'm glad to hear that, but boy, wouldn't it be nice if it was 30 minutes or 40 minutes? That kind of a test exists too, doesn't it?
Amen. Yes, it very much would.
And
it does exist.
But I guess, is it a cost issue then? I mean, why aren't they turned around even quicker than that?
It's more a capacity of the labs and availability still of the testing reagents that are needed to provide that. So, yeah, we still have that constraint that we're managing through.
Well, then, Karen, do you have an opinion about professional sports? I mean, think about it. It's not tens of thousands. It's a few hundred. But you've got a few hundred basketball players, hockey players, baseball players, all returning to sport now, getting tested every other day, getting instantaneous tests, the kind that you don't have access to. How do you feel about the use of those resources that way?
I think that it is one of those realities right within our healthcare system that individuals in those positions tend to always have resources that even individuals like you and I don't have access to. So I think that in order to open safely, I would like for all of us to have capacity versus taking away from a group that currently has the capacity. I would like to see what, and I don't quite understand why we can't all have access to that level of service.
Just two more quick questions for you. One is, what are you telling the schools, giant school districts and schools out there in Naperville and Wheaton? What's the plan going forward out there?
So, yeah, we've been working with our school superintendents over the summer, and we are providing them, again, with recommendations and guidance, asking them to become very familiar with the State Board of Education guidance, providing supplemental information from a public health standpoint. I think that the key message around schools is that the better contained we are across our community, the more successful our schools will be in not only reopening, but staying open for our students and families. And right now, I have, you know, we reached an all-time low with our rolling seven-day average of case counts. So back in June 23rd, we had a rolling seven-day average of 34.4. A mere month later, we're at 92. So we're clearly going in a concerning direction, and in that is in large part because people are letting down their guard. They're not wearing their masks. They're tired of being cooped up, and so they're getting back out. They're having parties. They're letting their kids go to big sleepovers or things like that.
I've heard that.
And that's a concern.
If everybody just, you know, if everybody in the United States, or pick as big a geographic area as you can, if quote unquote everybody wore masks and stayed super isolated for 15 days, would that just knock the teeth out of this thing?
That's certainly what we're hearing from people who have studied this much more intensively than I have had the opportunity to do. And I think people like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. And the third thing that I would add to that is making sure that people are washing their hands and using the hand sanitizer. So we refer to those as the three W's, so wearing the face mask, watching your distance, and staying apart, not getting in large crowds, even with a mask. Because none of these things are foolproof. They're layered, and so the more layers that you add, the less likely the virus is to take hold.
I got just a minute left, but I know some of our listeners have a couple of questions for you. Let's be brief, ladies. But Gail, what was your question? You're on WGN.
Yes, good morning, John. I was wondering if a person has been tested and they're notified that they're positive, and then if they provide the health department with a list of people with whom they've been in contact with recently, when the health department contacts those individuals, does the health department reveal to those people the source of the possible contact?
What an interesting question. What's your answer to that, Karen?
That is a situation that we would indicate that they have had contact with someone who is positive. We would not reveal the individual name to that person.
I'm glad you called, Gail, with that question. Karen, I'm glad you've been our guest. We're going to call you more often. This is really helpful. Obviously, you know what's going on out there. And continued success in keeping the folks in DuPage County safe.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Karen Ayala is the executive director for the DuPage County Health Department. WGN Radio News is coming up next.